From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In Somalia, 15 people are dead as Al-Shabaab gunmen blast their way into the country's higher education ministry in Mogadishu. Dr. Abdul Qadir Abdahiran Aden, the head of Mogadishu's ambulances service, spoke to VOA's Somali service. Police report at least one huge explosion followed by gunfire at the scene. The Associated Press reported that the gunmen had taken some ministry employees hostage, but Somali officials tell VOA's Somali service that security forces and African Union troops have regained control. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry briefs lawmakers in the Senate Tuesday after speaking with Congressman Monday about the framework nuclear agreement with Iran. Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters ahead of that closed-door session.
I very much look forward to the opportunity to share thoughts, listen to questions, have a chance to have a discussion with the members of the House. And I'm particularly pleased to be able to go into some detail because there have been a lot of representations, misrepresentations, a lot of questions raised. And it's good to have an opportunity to really be able to discuss with people what is really contained within the parameters.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is set to make his case Tuesday for more U.S. help in defeating Islamic State militants as he meets with President Barack Obama at the White House. Ahead of the visit, Mr. Abadi said Iraq has received a boost in support from the United States, but wants to see more as his forces push their effort to recapture more territory the militants seized in the past year. U.S. officials said Monday they were not aware of any specific requests, but White House spokesman said that Mr. Obama will consider requests for more assistance. VOA News. A senior Iranian official said Tuesday that Iran could begin delivering sophisticated S-300 air defense systems to Russia by the end of the year. The statement to Russia's Interfax news agency by the head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council comes a day after the Russian President Vladimir Putin lifted a five-year ban on providing the missile batteries to Iran. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is criticizing Russia's intentions to sell the sophisticated air defense systems to Iran. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States has previously made known our objections to that sale. And I understand that Secretary Kerry had an opportunity to raise these concerns once again in a recent conversation with his Russian counterpart. I'm not in a position to obviously speculate on the decision-making process that Russia is engaged in right now, but I do think it's safe to say that Russia understands that the United States certainly takes very seriously the safety and security of our allies in the region.
Nigeria's president-elect Muhammadu Buhari says he can't promise that authorities will find the 219 Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped a year ago by Boko Haram. He made those comments in a statement Tuesday as the country is marking the one-year anniversary of the mass abduction. Amnesty International says the militants have abducted at least 2,000 women in Nigeria since 2014. Daniel Iyer is Amnesty International's Nigeria researcher.
The abduction of 276 girls from Chibok was just one case amongst many. What our report shows is that many of these girls and women have been tortured, they've been raped, forced into marriage with Boko Haram members, and some have even been trained as fighters.
That is Daniel Arl of Amnesty International. An airport worker who fell asleep and found himself trapped in a plane's cargo hold forced a Los Angeles-bound Alaska Airlines flight to return to Seattle Monday afternoon. This is the airport spokesman.
The aircraft returned to the airport, landed safely. When it taxied to the gate, Port of Seattle police and fire department officials helped find the crew member that was inside the cargo hold area. They checked him out from a medic standpoint. He was fine, no injuries.
Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will be free to travel abroad. A court in Milan declared Tuesday that he fully served his sentence for tax fraud, and he'll be getting his passport back. However, he's still prevented from running for election. Hillary Clinton returned to Iowa Tuesday, 2 days after formally announcing her 2016 campaign for the White House. She'll meet students and teachers at a small community college. And European stocks dipped Tuesday after new worries over Greece. Investors reacted to a report that says Greece was preparing for a debt default. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.